Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe and Brian here with you for the final hour as Jeremy has left us. Ditched us. Told us what we have to talk about.
Yeah, kind of bossy, right?
Yeah.
Just like, leaves the show an hour early. Hey, you do my work and I'm going to tell you what to talk about.
Yeah, Joe, you pretend to be Mexican, get canceled, and then I'm leaving. That's what he said.
That's kind of what happened, yeah.
That's kind of what happened.
It was nice working with you, Joe.
You never know. I think I might get more in trouble for occasion, Joe.
Really? Why?
I think I'm going to offend more people.
I don't...
I think
there's less to be offended, though.
There are words that I say correctly when I do Jose Jorge. I'm not sure I'm going to get close.
Oh, really? So you think your accuracy rate with Jose Jorge is going to sign Cajun Joe?
100% higher. It's going to be way higher. It's not even close. Strictly because of Travis Etienne. Like, his name is Etienne. It's been Etienne. Since he was at Clemson, he signs with the Saints and he goes, that's not how you say my name. It's Achan. What do you mean it's Achan? It's Etienne. It looks like Etienne. And he's saying something totally different. I have no shot.
I think we would be less, like, just thrown off by it if we didn't also do the same thing with Devon Achan.
100%.
And, like, you know what's funny about it is, obviously, Travis Achan has a brother who plays for the Panthers. But in my head, I never connect the dots. Whenever I see Trevor Achan's name, I still say ETM. Obviously, it's the same pronunciation. They're brothers. But, yeah, it, for some reason, it feels completely separate for me.
That's a good transition here, as we talk about, we mentioned the Saints there. Because, as Jeremy said, we had to talk about NFL teams that made the playoffs last year that won't make it this year on average. It looks like it's like 5.85 is the way it works. Now, I don't know if that's factored into the expanded playoffs. I think it is. So I think it's you know, they have increased the they went back in time, I think, and were like, this is what it would have been on average. So it was six teams last year that made the playoffs that did not make the playoffs the year before. So it's a big number.
So we got to come up with six then.
Yeah, I think you have to.
I feel like that's the challenge.
I think you have to at least come up with five.
Like teams that made it last year that won't make it this year.
Yeah, I think we have to find five. That are going to be in this category, and it's tough.
I feel like I have two right off the bat.
I'm going to guess they are the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yes,
and the Carolina Panthers.
Actually, I hadn't looked that far down, but yes, and then my other one was the Patriots.
Okay, I think the Patriots.
I don't think the Patriots are making it.
Yeah, I Mike Florio. I think I know not everyone. Most people don't like him. That's probably the nicest way.
Yeah, he's not everyone's cup of tea.
He has been really hitting hard that he's not sure that Mike Vrabel's going to be the head coach week one of the New England
He's
Patriots.
A bit of a fearmonger, though.
He is. He's a big-time fearmonger.
He's a clickbaiter. I wouldn't take that as a report. It's just theorizing.
For sure. It's definitely and he's based it off of the idea of that something else is going to come out, that which wouldn't shock any of us at this point. I mean, this Diana Rossini story is never-ending. Like, the most recent update is that the guy that she's allegedly has saved in a car accident, she didn't actually save. She just, like, held the dog as it happened, and the story got blown out of proportion. What I do think is interesting is there seems to be a movement here from, like, Stu Gotts of offering her a job with his company. I don't think we're super far off from a tell-all. I don't know if it happens before week one.
It's almost like a political move where you drop the big bomb in October.
Yeah, like do you do
the
it
October
right?
surprise?
It's like I'm not convinced Vrabel's the coach by the end of the season. I'm just like I think it's in play that the season goes bad enough, he recognizes it's his fault because it's what's happening, and he steps away. So I'm with you on the Patriots for that reason, and the fact that their roster isn't that good,
and the fact that their schedule can't possibly be, like, literally their record or their schedule last year is like one of the 10 easiest of all time.
100%. And
so, like, all those things that take perfect storm, I don't see them making it.
No, maybe they go
the Super Bowl hangover. That's always seemingly a thing, except for the
absolutely.
Chiefs.
And maybe they now maybe they, after today's news, like, they go and they circle back with Stephon Diggs. If it was just a, like, hey, with this drama, we don't want to be associated with it. Stephon Diggs was found not guilty today of the incident with his cook that he was hooking up with. some very funny clips from that.
Say, if you're going to say Stephon Diggs hooking up with someone, you have to give me more details. Yeah, like, that could be anybody.
So it's like maybe they go back to that, but I think the Patriots is a good one. Like, they're on my list too. So that's the three easy ones. The Patriots, the Steelers, and then the Panthers.
Yeah, I think those are the three easy ones for me. It gets tougher here.
I think, to me, the next team I looked at is Jacksonville.
Yeah, I did definitely look that way as well. I feel like I was – last season was a bad year for the Trevor Lawrence deniers, but I still find myself on that side of the conversation.
I don't know. So who's the next team on your list then?
Say that again?
Who's the next team on your list?
After the Jaguars?
Yeah.
I'm thinking this through. I think it's the Green Bay Packers. Like, I just – Jordan Love feels mid – mm-hmm. The receiving core, very mid.
And they got rid of a lot of guys.
Yeah, Contavious they got rid
Wicks,
of.
They traded away.
Yeah.
They lost another one of the receivers. Like, they're banking on Golden to have
who
a big season.
Zero receiving touchdowns in the regular season.
Correct. I think Green Bay's a really good option because I think – I don't know who's going to win that division this year because Chicago's schedule is tough.
I think Chicago – I'm not just saying this to –
thank
low
you.
Smoke.
I
think
appreciate that.
Detroit's on the way down. I don't believe in the Vikings quarterback situation.
I think the Vikings are going to make the playoffs this year.
Really?
Yeah.
With who starting?
Kyler and JJ. They won 9 games last year with JJ McCarthy, Carson Wentz, and Max Brosmer.
Yeah, Max Brosmer is the worst quarterback I've ever seen.
Yes, like they went 9-8 with those three.
That's a fair point.
If Kyler Murray can play 10 games this year of the 17, doesn't have to be consecutive. He's going to be better than any quarterback situation they put out there last year. They've got an elite defensive coordinator. Like, they're getting older. Like, they've got some questions. But I can't look at that team like they went 9-8. They have the third toughest schedule in their division this year, and they're going to not be a 10-win team. Like, I struggle with not saying that they don't get to 10. So I think Green Bay is a good choice. Denver is on my radar because Bo Nix just had a follow-up surgery that we don't have. Like, I think the reporting's been mixed at best about what it does to his timeline of his return. And if Jared Stidham's out there for a majority of the season or any of the season at all, like, I wonder what that looks like. I'm not really a Bo Nix guy either. Like, I think the Chargers can win that division. The Chiefs can win that division this year. So I think Denver's an option, with then make the Chargers also another one that can miss the playoffs this year. But I think the Packers is an interesting choice.
Yeah, I think that kind of any other team I add on, because I disagree on Denver, other than what you laid out there with the potential for Bo Nix not being ready for the season, that changes everything. But if Bo Nix is healthy, then I don't see that sort of fall off. I mean, I like Sean Payton as a coach, and they obviously acquired some talent there with Waddle, add to the receiving room with Cortland Sutton. I like that team overall. But Bo Nix would change it. I'm really only at 5 before I get to the point where I'm like, I think the rest of these teams make it. As I'm saying that, though, I'm giving a little bit of a side eye to the Eagles. Like, that's kind of a bad vibes team, although yeah. They also are like an every other year team, too. So, I mean, that is very anecdotal, but every other year they seem to fall off, and then they respond by getting back to the Super Bowl. So, I have no idea what to make of Philadelphia.
No, I think the Eagles are a really interesting team to bring up just because, like, there's constant, it feels like right now, noise around Jalen Hurts. We know the offensive coordinator situation, like, that keeps changing time and time again. Like, what are they going to – are they actually going to just, like, lock in at some point and figure something out, or is it going to be a mess once again this year? We're all assuming – like, to counteract the Patriots conversation we had, that on June 1st, A.J. Brown is being traded to the New England Patriots. Well, like, is Mekhi Lemon and Devonta Smith enough for them? Like, they bring in Eli Stowers out of Vanderbilt. I think they're one that's keeping an eye on because, like I've kind of already gone on record that, like, if I'm going to pick a team to go from worst to first, I'm taking the Giants this year. I just think that when you bring in Harbaugh, and I like Jackson Dart, if he can stay healthy, I like a lot of what they've built. Their defensive line is going to be incredible this year, even without Dexter Lawrence. So I think the Eagles are, like, they wouldn't be a popular choice, but you've got the Giants, who I think are on the way up, the Commanders with a healthy Jaden Daniels in theory. You've got the Cowboys, which I think are going to be a better team this year than 7-9-1. Like, it wouldn't shock me if Philadelphia is like a wild card team and not a division winner. If you're a wild card team, you definitely fall into this category of a team that could miss the playoffs in 2026. For the sake of argument, is there a Texans argument?
Only if you think Stroud can get worse.
And even then, the defense is so good.
Yeah, that's why, like, I obviously noticed, and I'm looking over the list, make sure I remember everyone that made the playoffs. I obviously remember the Texans being there, but I can't see it because the defense is just so elite. I mean, they lost nobody, added to it with the pick of Caden McDonald, obviously with a Blankenship and free agency. Everybody's back. Now, we'll say if you want to maybe, and this is kind of unfair because anybody could be hit by injuries, like the defense was remarkably healthy last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect that to happen 2 years in a row just because it's the NFL, and not to single out anybody, but Will Anderson has a history of ankle injuries. So that is always kind of the fly in the ointment, but you could say that about any team. So I see very little chance unless you think CJ's going to drop off further.
Okay, so this is
that they missed the playoffs.
I feel like I'm setting you up for a trick question here, so I'm going to try to preface this. Seven teams make the playoffs in each conference. How many teams do you think are minus money in the AFC to make the playoffs right now?
Out of the minus money.
Out of the 16.
Two?
Nine.
Really?
Nine teams.
How does Vegas do that math?
I don't know. Only seven make the playoffs. But they have nine teams as betting favorites, in quotes, to make the playoffs this year. Only six in the NFC.
I'm guessing that has to do with something with trying to entice people to bet a certain way. Because obviously, I mean, you kind of... You know what? Actually, that kind of makes sense, right? Because the more teams you put at minus money, the less liabilities you have out there if there's a surprise playoff team, right?
Yeah, if you're going to bet just like yes or no playoffs for these teams, there's just not a lot of value right now. The first plus money team that you find on this list is the Colts at plus 156.
I wouldn't bet on that.
But like the Jags are minus 118, the Bengals are minus 148, the Texans are minus 162, Broncos are minus 148, Chargers 168, the Chiefs are 186, the Patriots are minus 210 to make the playoffs next year.
I would love to bet the other way.
Yeah. Who are some of the teams, just like quickly before we go to break, like that you, when you look at these teams of this team's going to miss, these teams are going to be back in. Like I think
a team that missed the playoffs last year that's going to be back in.
The Ravens are easy. They're an easy yes for me.
Yeah, Ravens is easy.
I have the Chiefs as an easy yes this
year. Sure, that almost feels like cheating.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Saints to get into the playoffs. Now, that's mostly a take on the division because, I mean, we both said the Panthers were in that first group of easy teams to say they're going to miss it after making it the previous season. But then you look at the rest of the division, the Falcons have skill talent, but, you know, what do they have at quarterback? The Bucs obviously lost Mike Evans. I think Emeka Egbuka is really good, or Emeka Egbegbu, as Gronk would say, but he fell off the second half of the year. Maybe that's just a, you know, rookie guy hitting the wall. But that division's still for grabs. I like what Kellen Moore did. Tyler Shuck looked great. Obviously, Chris Olave was finally healthy, and then they added in the draft with Tyson at Arizona State. So I think if I'm going to pick a team to sneak in, I'll go with the Saints.
No, I like
the outside of the easy ones. Like, people are going to say Lions. People see Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, those are kind of easy.
The Saints are interesting because I feel like they're everyone's picks. Like, now it's making me not want to pick them anymore.
Oh, is that a popular one?
I think from what I've seen, that the Saints are going to have a bounce back here.
It just feels like there's a lot of, like, I don't know what their defense would be.
Yeah, but that division sucks.
The division sucks, and I like the play caller, and I like the offensive pieces they have.
All right, let's take a break here. When we get back, what hobby would you ignore your family for to the point that they ask the cops to call for a wellness check? We got a story on that. We'll get to that next year on Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. To Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe George, Brian McDonald here with you till 6. Well, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up after us. It's just
you having flashbacks?
Yeah, that's funny. If you don't know the drop, we had Glenn on when Paul.
No, I was talking about the song because this was a previous Jose Jorge song. But
I forgot.
Yeah, go ahead and continue.
I do kind of like try to pretend like those never happened.
Are we discovering unsaid trauma in your life, Joe?
It's just like if Jeremy picked the same song every month.
Now, why would he do that?
Let's see if I ever get better at it.
Oh.
I feel like I wouldn't notice.
Yeah, maybe, because La Bamba wouldn't practice it. So you're not going to get better, right?
Yeah, he doesn't tell me until right before, so I have no
Would you
idea.
Prefer to have, like, no. 2 days to, like, read
no,
it?
No, because I think it ruins the segment, because then I would just cheat. I would just listen to the song, like, constantly.
Just 2 days straight?
I have a 45-minute commute on my way to work, usually an hour on the way home, just, like, listening
La
to it.
La Bamba on loop like a maniac?
Yeah, I might be able to sing it by the time we get to Jose Jorge, but no, I think that'd be cheating.
It would ruin the bit if you did actually sing it. To me, that would save the bit.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I know you're not. I'm not.
You can't. Maybe. Okay. We had a conversation yesterday with Jeremy about Star Wars.
Yeah, he hates it.
He hates it.
Oh, maybe that's the
the cell?
Okay.
We can find a wager that if he wins, I will sing for Jose Jorge.
And then if you win, he has to watch a Star Wars movie.
No, he's got to watch the trilogy.
Okay, the full trilogy.
Yeah, because one of
was
us...
out. You say he was out no matter what. If you try to commit him to that, though.
Yeah, but I think this might get the cake. This might.
You might have to offer one more than one day.
Oh, like 3 months worth.
Yeah, I think one 10-minute segment of you singing is not going to be.
Yeah, but one is like one is
watching
like public,
7 hours.
One
of
Star
Wars.
Like straight up public embarrassment.
It is,
and one is just from the comfort of his own home. And having to give us like a movie review on the air the next day.
Yeah, I don't think he'll go for it. I think he'd have to up it. But start with one. Maybe he takes it. You never start with your best offer.
Yeah, text line says let Jeremy sing it. I mean, he was kind of singing the song there that we were playing a couple times.
Yeah, he does sing sometimes coming into the segment, like when he's not here. But I just never turned his microphone on.
All right, so we saw the story happened a little bit ago. But we just never got around to it. So this is one of those where it's going to be Jeremy's not here, so we're going to talk about what we want to talk about. It's been Brian's section of the rundown for like 2 months, and Jeremy's like, nope, I don't want to talk about this. So the boss goes away, so we talk about what Brian wants to talk about here. The cops found this 91-year-old grandmother because her family had not heard from her in quite some time. Here's the news story about what grandma was up to.
Westlake police at the home of a 91-year-old woman Thursday night.
783, garage door is open. We're going to make entry.
Police, her family, all unable to get a hold of the homeowner.
Vehicle's in the garage.
The woman, a part of the city's Are You Okay program. This time, another woman not answering the call.
Everyone's a little bit alarmed that she was missing these contacts.
What would police find this time?
Westlake police!
To protect the woman's identity, police didn't release any more of that video. But what happens next, no one would have guessed.
Turned out to be all okay. Everyone got a good laugh out of it.
Police found her all right in her room. We'll let the officers call to dispatch explain the rest.
We're here with her now. She's playing video games in her bedroom.
Police say not just playing video games, but trying to beat her record level, officers say. In the process, missing those attempts to check in on her. But we're told, thankful police came out.
So there you have it.
So 91-year-old grandma, no one can get a hold of her. They're basically giving like a life alert.
Yeah,
of
like kids,
are you
grandkids
kicking?
Trying to find out, hey, are you okay?
Cause like, is grandma dead? It's basically what they're trying to figure out.
She's 91. It could happen any second.
The police show up and they find that 91-year-old grandma is just like, it's just grinding on.
Trying to get a top score.
Like Call of Duty or something.
I wish they told us what video game it was.
Because
if it's like Candy Crush, like. Then I lose some respect.
A stupid kingdom game that I see ads for all the time.
But if she's trying to, like, I don't know, she's Mario Karting it up, she's playing Call of Duty, then respect, Grandma.
Yeah, my Guitar Hero.
That'd be amazing.
Because that's still what
I'd watch that video.
I still think that's still my theory of what Cal was playing.
Oh, when he was found playing, I could see that.
Yes.
Like sitting cross-legged on the floor on a rug,
the year
maybe
that,
in a beanbag.
The year that story came out, Rock Band had just come out too.
Who do you think he'd bring into the office to play Rock Band with him?
I think it'd just be...
Because you could get some more people involved in that
Yeah, I think it'd just be Cal just like playing by himself.
You think he plays with Easterby?
Shout out to the Fish.
I think he would have.
Maybe Easterby's the lead singer. Cal plays guitar.
Like a Christian Rock Band version of the game. And just like Easterby just like jamming out.
Bunch of DC Talk songs.
Yeah. B. Hannis is Angry Birds.
Do we confirmed?
No, but just okay. Like,
I could see that.
I could see that.
I wouldn't mind that one if she's playing Angry Birds.
So the question is what activity would you be doing to where someone have to do a wellness check on you?
Yeah, well, like just I would ignore the wellness checks because I think Grandma might have known they were trying to get a hold of her. She's just too busy.
Yeah, she's like,
can't look away.
I'm locked in. I got Angry Birds to win.
Yeah, I got to get the high score.
Yeah.
You and I think, both have one shared answer.
Oh, yeah, college football 26.
College football 26. Yeah, like when, in a few months when 27 comes out, same thing. Like, yeah, there's going to be some times where I just choose not to return a call or a text because I'm playing that game. Other than that, there's probably some more video games I could throw in, like Halo back in the day for sure, GoldenEye back in the day for sure. If I'm at a poker game, I'm not answering your call or text.
So that's what I – see, that's
if I'm playing poker with the boys, like
– Yeah, that's
I'll talk to you when it's over.
Yeah. Beard was talking about that this weekend. We were having a poker game. And I was like, yeah, we can do that. I'll host.
Can we get someone to host that doesn't live in League City?
Yeah, but then so I have to far. Yeah, but then I have to come to you guys.
Yeah, it's so much better.
Fine. Then you can host at your house.
No, I'll pass. I'd rather drive.
But I think like poker's a good one. I mean, I've done that before, like at La Berge, where like just my parents have been trying to get a hold of me. It's like little guy wants to call and say goodnight.
Are you at the blackjack table?
Like, I'm hitting ignore. Like, sorry. I know what the call is.
Right.
But, like, I'm on a heater.
To
I'm
be
not
fair,
walking away.
Right. One, you're on a heater. And two, like, you're not going to be able to hear him in the casino anyway. So you'd have to get up, walk all the way out to a quiet area, lose your seat. You're in a rhythm. Unless you're at that one time you're at the table and the dude kept hitting on, like, 19 or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that guy sucked.
That guy was the worst.
I don't know what else, like, besides, like, video games. Like, I was like, if I'm watching, like, baseball, football, like...
Yeah.
I guess, like, if it was, like, a playoff game...
If the Bears were in the Super Bowl...
Oh, yeah, I'm not answering.
Yeah, you're not answering the phone.
No, I'm kicking the wife out of the house.
What about when the Cubs were in the World Series in 16?
Yeah, I was alone. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I was living by myself.
The way you said that.
I was living by myself, like...
So you were already here, right?
Yeah, I was here, yeah. So, like, no, I would not have answered your call in that moment.
But like regular season games.
No, like there's nothing like watching like sports that like unless it's like a playoff game that like I'm not like locked in on.
Yeah, it's mostly video games and poker, I think, for me.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else like
I mean, I guess if I'm at a movie theater, which I know that's 10x for me compared to you, but I'm not answering the phone call
then.
No, I didn't. Not that I didn't want to, but basically I'd seen everything I wanted to see.
I just the rundown got built kind of late today, so.
Or is that a criticism?
No, I just thought maybe we had a movie.
I think that was a criticism.
No, it's just...
You got something to say?
No, it's just normally when the rundown's built late, it means BMAC was at a movie first.
That is fair. That is fair.
I thought maybe you saw a movie today.
No, I wanted to. No, I was playing College Football 26.
Texter says, if I can't watch games live and record it, I don't check my phone. That's fair.
I know, like, if I'm watching a Texans game or Astros whatever on delay... I know the three or four people who are most likely to text me something about the game, and I just hit them up like, hey, man, behind, no spoilers.
When, they're cool. In 22, we had the World Series spoiled for us. I was working at iHeart, and we had a Rockets game that night, so I was producing the Rockets game, and the Astros game was on a streaming service, and we knew that Yordan hit that home run about a minute and a half before it happened. The stream that we were watching was so delayed.
Wow.
Like, because it was just like our phones blew up. Because, like, we were like, it was like me and like AC, like, we were going to finish the Rockets game. We were driving straight to Minute Maid to be there for the post game coverage. But yeah, we were like a minute behind, at least a minute behind. It was awful because we were watching the game. It's like, it was brutal. I mean, even now, like, the guys who are at the ballpark, they're so far ahead of games. I try to stay off Twitter now. During games, because the beat reporters are so far ahead of
especially
TV.
For the draft.
Oh, yeah.
The draft are way ahead.
I'm not saying McTaggart's doing anything wrong, but like when he's at these games, like he tweets out his catchphrase of someone hitting a home run, It's
yeah, you've served it's, for
it's,
Jordan.
It's two pitches ahead of where the game's at on TV. So I'm just like, oh, I just try to stay off Twitter now completely during games. I don't live tweet like Jeremy does. I don't.
Yeah, I don't often. I also don't watch live often other than football. Football's the only one I regularly watch live. Would any sort of wrestling event fit into this for you? And I are both wrestling fans.
No.
WrestleMania?
No.
WrestleMania, no. I think the men's Royal Rumble might be a yes for me.
I try to stay off Twitter during the Rumble.
I wouldn't ignore calls during the Rumble.
But after the last 2 years, no, because there's no surprises anymore. So like,
fair.
Wrestling doesn't – it never has caught my – I like it, but it's never caught my attention enough. And, like, I just haven't seen the teams that I root for, like, be good enough to where, like, you could call me during a game, like, I wouldn't answer for the most part. Like,
so it's really just video games of poker for you or blackjack?
Yeah, like poker, blackjack. Like, if I was playing, like, at my house, like, even if I was playing at my house, like, if we were, like, just, like, playing with the boys and had a poker game, like, I wouldn't have a problem answering it, honestly. I can't believe this 90-year-old grandma. Like,
I really want to know what video games she was playing.
I think you're right, though. I think it's just, like, I think it was, like, Candy Crush.
It's probably, like, Candy Crush,
which,
yeah.
Like, guilty pleasure. I won't lie.
Oh, really? You're a Candy Crush,
yeah,
bro? Playing,
yeah, yeah.
It's like I'm more of a Bejeweled guy.
Yeah.
It's the like, same game.
Before
but.
I go to sleep, like I just like will go out there and just, I'll do some Candy Crush. I have no problem admitting it at all. I know it's like.
Such a fancy.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right. He's Brian. I'm Joe. We're sans Jeremy here for the rest of the show today. Let's get back to some NFL talk here. What Super Bowl long shots. We wanted to break up the NFL conversation. We did the teams that we think won't make the playoffs this year. But let's take a look at some Super Bowl long shots this year. Where the Texans fit into that as well as we stand right now. We'll do that next here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Esas tierras del rincón las sembré con un buey pandón. Se me reventó el barzón y sigue la yunta andando. Cuando llegue a media tierra, el arado iba enterrado. Se enterró hasta la telera, el timón se deshojó, el bastón se iba trozando, el yugo se iba pandeando, el sembrador me iba hablando. Yo le dije al sembrador, no me hablé con Dandy Arando. Se me reventó el barzón.
It's Jeremy and Joe.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe and Brian here on Jeremy and Joe. I don't know if you've heard me say this, Brian, but the intro music feels weird without Jeremy being here. Two white guys. Come on, it feels maybe a little inappropriate without Jeremy. That's okay. Yeah, that was the last one for the day. A couple Astros notes here. If you missed it earlier in the show, the Astros have optioned Ryan Weiss to AAA. Jason Alexander has taken his spot on the roster. Nick Allen and Zach DiCenzo are both active. Dustin Harris was DFA'd. Yainer Diaz going to the injured list with a left oblique strain. And then Joe Espada was meeting with the media. And the quote that he gave about Yainer Diaz was, Yainer Diaz will be out a while with his left oblique strain. So, okay. So we'll see when Yainer, it sucks because he's finally playing a little bit better baseball for the Astros. I feel like the swing was putting it together there a little bit. So, maybe like it's going to be like a month. Obliques are weird. Like we've seen guys come back quickly and guys are out for a long time. So we'll see what a while ends up meaning. This is definitely different than the discomfort.
Feels like a month plus, right?
That's kind of what
if it's short of a month, you don't say a while, right?
That's what I think, too. When I hear a while, I think, like, that's...
I don't remember how, because there was that season, I think it was 23, both Yordan and Altuve missed time with the oblique injury.
Yeah.
I feel like Yordan missed better part of 2 months.
Yes. That sounds right.
If memory serves, no, I might
be sounds
wrong.
Right. So we'll see when Yainer Diaz is back. Salazar's obviously up, but, I mean, obviously he's not going to be playing a ton, like probably like once a week. Like Vasquez is just going to be the guy going forward, which again, like Jeremy mentioned earlier on the show, like some Astros fans are just going to be okay with. I do think in the fantasy land that the Astros are contenders this year, as you know, today's a big day for the Astros in Sugarland, as Josh Hader, Tatsy Imai, and Nate Pearson will throw them in here. They're all expected to pitch today for the Space Cowboys. In the idea of the Astros being a contender this year, if you're still holding out hope for that, Yainer Diaz, I think, does play a major factor in all of this, of him getting him healthy and going. But yeah, probably like a month at least, I would guess, before we see Yainer Diaz return to the Astros. But we will see. But NFL teams, long shots to be Super Bowl champions. Brian, we got to define this here, first of all.
So the article that I linked gave five teams. And okay. These are, again, not just, unlike the previous segment we did, talking about like just teams that were going to get in. Actually, we did the reverse of that, but same thing applies. This is actually to make the Super Bowl. So that the odds are obviously much, much longer in these Vegas odds they give. But they give five teams they think that are dark horses with long, long odds that can make the Super Bowl. Those five teams are the Giants, Commanders, Cowboys, Vikings, and Bengals. The shortest odds is the Bengals at plus 2,200.
You could probably sell me on, honestly, like one of those. Like, and
which one? Bengals?
It's the Bengals. It's because Joe Burrow. Like, it's the only, like, maybe the Cowboys.
Cowboys was the other one, right? I was like, you know, I could kind of see that.
Yeah.
They added to their defense. If the defense is, you know, league average, then that offense might be good enough for them to make a run.
Yeah, you could probably sell me on the Cowboys as a team. Like, the other three, no. Washington is interesting because they've got some pieces, but, like, Scary Terry was not great last year.
And he's on the wrong side of 30.
So is Deebo Samuel.
Like, yeah, old. Old roster.
Like, Jane Daniels, like, it is a very old roster. And Jane Daniels, like, I just don't think he's going to stay healthy enough to put Washington in legit opportunities to, you know, make runs at the Super Bowl. Like, we saw his rookie year, he got hit hard one time, was brutal for about 4 weeks, and then all of a sudden he was fine, and he was good again. But this last year, he gets dinged up, they bring him back early, he gets hurt again. Like, I don't trust Jane Daniels at this point in time to stay healthy enough. I love the quarterback. I also
don't trust Dan Quinn.
No, I don't either.
This kind of happened in Atlanta, right? He had the hot early start, and then the defensive coordinator, the offensive falls off, and then he gets fired and ends up being the DC for the Cowboys before he gets the Commander's job. Like, if the offense is broken because of, you know, the injury to Jaden and the guys, the skill players being older, like, I don't think Dan Quinn's the guy to get that fixed.
No,
especially now that Kingsbury's gone.
No, I don't, yeah, and well, that's the other thing, too, is, like, that's such a, I think it's so strange. We haven't got, like real reporting on that. I find it so strange that you have so much success. You go to the NFC Championship game with Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels. Jaden's then hurt for most of year two, and then Kingsbury is out. Like, there's clearly just, like, a philosophy that they were not on the same page of what they wanted out of the offense last year. But, like, I don't know how you evaluate that when your quarterback's hurt.
Doesn't that kind of feel like the situation that happened in Dallas a few years ago where Kellen Moore got kicked out?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy that's now with Pittsburgh could run his own offense?
Yeah, I don't remember. Not Arthur Smith. Yeah, but, yes, you're right. They're like, they just...
Why am I forgetting his name?
They just, like, made a change to change.
I think it was, like, a year after they led the league in passing.
No, I think you're right. So I think long shots for the Super Bowl, I think plus 2,000, if you look at a betting site, is kind of a good mark of a team that's a long shot, which ironically, that's right where the Houston Texans fall in.
Is it
plus
really?
2,000.
Okay. Yeah, the Bengals were the low or the shortest odds on this one at plus 2,200.
Yeah. If we take 2,000 as the baseline, I put the Texans in there as a long shot Super Bowl team. They're going to have the best defense in the NFL again this year. You have, as long as your quarterback is like throwing up competent play. Like, I'm not picking the Texans to go to the Super Bowl at all. I'm not picking them to go to their first AFC Championship game this year. But, like, if you're going to say, like, give me a team that's plus 2,000 odds or worse to make the Super Bowl, like, I think they have to be mentioned as a contender. This website I'm looking at has Denver as plus 2,000. Again, I'm not a big Bo Nix guy, but...
And even at plus 2,000, it's hard to call the team that was the number one seed last year at dark horse.
Yeah,
I don't think you can make that argument.
No, they have the Cowboys at plus 2,200. Jacksonville at plus 2,500, I think, is interesting. Chicago, plus 2,500, like, I think is very real.
No, I like that. I like that. I would pick that before I would pick the Bengals. If I'm just laying my own money, I mean, Ben Johnson is, I think he's the next great coach.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Outside of that, like, I don't love, like I hate long shot championship odds bets. I just think it's like a way, like
plus, just throwing away money
after plus 2,500. Like to me, like I'm out. Like the Colts here.
Well, you're looking at a list. Where's the last team you would place a wager on?
Jacksonville at plus 2,500.
Yeah. Like who's the next team?
The Colts at plus 4,000, then the Commanders at plus 4,500. They got the Buccaneers 4,500.
Yeah, I wouldn't place. Well. Like, I wouldn't place bets on any of those. I think the Jaguars is a reasonable cutoff.
Like I mean, the Buccaneers have the advantage of they can win an easy division and get into the dance. And that like makes them not impossible as an option. I mean, but like everyone in that division, like I'm not a believer in anyone in the South, not in the Falcons for sure, because I don't, whoever they put at quarterback, I don't think it's going to be very good this year.
They're also the same guy.
Yeah. Like outside of that, like the only, like the, if I was going to pick someone like a super long shot, like, I don't know, maybe Pittsburgh plus 8,000. Like if
Man, Aaron Rodgers do that, back, like, that to me, that is. That is the definition of what you were saying earlier about just throwing away money.
Yeah, like
whether it's Rodgers or Will Howard, it doesn't matter.
Like maybe
or Mike Drew, McCarthy, Drew, by the way, that was Drew a name Aller. He couldn't think of.
Oh yeah, Drew Aller.
That doesn't improve their odds.
The amount of like think pieces I've seen about Drew Aller being the future quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers just makes me laugh.
No, he's a bum.
No, I think he's a total bum. I mean, Minnesota, plus, like if you're gonna throw like a super long shot, like if you believe in Kyler Murray,
I guess
Murray,
if Kyler gets back to like year two, Kyler. With the, you know, Kevin O'Connell with better weapons, I guess you can make the case.
Yeah, but that's like the only option, I think, at this point. It is like if you're going to go super, super long shot.
I think the Jaguars, if I was trying to find like the lowest possible odds where I think, where I actually believe there's a chance at it, it'd probably be Jacksonville.
Yeah,
I believe in Liam Cohen.
I do think I was curious just like where the top is at and just scrolled up here. And the Rams are the favorite right now, which I don't think is a surprise. For me, at least, they're plus 700.
They added to their corners. The offensive players are back.
Yeah, like I think the top of this list makes a lot of sense. Los Angeles, Seattle, Baltimore, Buffalo. I know Jeremy would knock off two of those teams immediately if he was here. The Chargers are the next team on this list, which like no thanks.
No, I would need the value to be better to bet on the Chargers.
I just don't believe in Justin Herbert in the playoffs, like whatsoever. So I think the Texans at like plus 2,000. Like if you're gonna go long shot, like I don't think that's the. I think it's crazy. Like I trust the Texans more than I would trust, you know, the Cowboys and the Bengals at this point, just because their defense is so damn good. But
yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I can't separate that I would trust Joe Burrow more than I would trust CJ Stroud.
Fair. I just don't.
Although, like everything else, well, not receiver, but basically everything else besides receiver would be in the Texans' favor. I can't with Stroud.
That's fair. All right, let's get our last break in here. Let's get to our junkie of the day. We'll do that next right here on ESPN 97.5. Twin Peaks, it's a great place to go to watch all your games, whether it's the playoffs, UFC, boxing. There's so much going on right there at Twin Peaks. But it's just a fantastic day to go to Twin Peaks here on Cinco de Mayo because you can spice up your Cinco at Twin Peaks. Tonight they've got cheap shots. Jose Cuervo's Devil Reserve and Traditional Blanco, $3.99. Baller Shots, Mexican Candy, and Spicy Mango for $5.50. They got margaritas starting at $9.50 with their mango margarita, going up to $12.99 for their spicy strawberry margarita. So lots of great deals going on here for Cinco de Mayo over at Twin Peaks. Plus, you can watch the Stros game or whatever's going on TV. They got those wall-to-wall TVs to watch all the action, the Twin Peaks girls. To hang out with as well, and those, you know, those rustic views of that sports lodge experience over at Twin Peaks. Great place to spend your Cinco de Mayo tonight at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like some kind of skeeve junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
All right, Junkie of the Day, Joe and Brian here with you. Soccer Matters coming up in a couple minutes, followed by Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore. I will not say bad things about Booker T, like Jeremy
does. Oh, you're not going to continue the bit?
No.
Come on, take a shot. You got it.
I like Booker.
What about Brad? You're going to take a shot of Brad?
Boat's a weird nickname, especially with self-proclaimed.
Wow. All right, Brad, 713-780-3776.
I guess I don't know if it is or not, so... Not sure.
I have no idea if it's self-proclaimed. I like Brad. He's on. He comes on the Saturday show quite often.
I do too. That's why I don't think it's self-proclaimed. I don't know. But Brian, I'll let you start off today with Junkie of the Day.
Oh, thank you. How kind of you. I will nominate Jeremy's driving habits for rolling through. He described this so casually too. I loved how he said, "You know, I tap my brakes." Then he mentioned he was going 30 miles an hour, which it's not 80. This is not a Georgia football player situation. But if you're going 30 in a residential neighborhood, you didn't try to stop at all.
It's also like It's also Junkie of the Day for not talking about it when it happened.
Yeah, why didn't he tell us? Bring it to the show.
He's holding out on us.
Yeah. You can tell he's a little triggered by it. I think that's why he didn't bring it up before.
For something that he did wrong and illegal?
Yeah. I think he was triggered by it.
Yeah.
I think it's bothered because he kept remembering how often did he kept saying there's never been anyone there before. There's never been anyone in there before. Like that's a justification?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really care, but because he was safe about it, but yeah, you gotta own it at the same time. You're doing 30, you just blew right through it. Also nominate people, you know, wringing hands and pearl clutching over Kyle Tucker getting booed last night at Daikin Park. Especially, obviously, the ringleader, Chandler Rome, who seems to have the player's side on literally everything possible.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's totally fair, as we talked about earlier, to boo whoever you want at this point. You can boo the Astros players for stinking. You can boo a guy who used to be on the team. You can boo a guy, whoever, like, you want. Like, but you know
like,
what?
I wouldn't have done it because I don't care enough.
No.
But, like... Yeah, he went to the Dodgers. That's where they threw
him. No, to be fair, like I also don't get why Astros fans like still get so upset about when like their players get booed at like Boston for like
the only one that still gets me is Altuve.
Sure, I get it.
When I say gets me, it's a very it's like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah,
but I'm still like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you guys don't know the facts, as Carlos Gray once said.
All right, I'll nominate everyone in television that's not involved with the Bear. Because the Bear just dropped a surprise episode.
I can't wait to watch it tonight.
We need more of that. Like, give me more surprises in TV. Like, it's a great TV show.
Jeremy Allen White's a little busy.
Yeah, but like,
he's making Springsteen movies.
But just like other shows. Like, other shows should be doing this. Just being like, all right, here's a random episode of a show that we filmed. Surprise. Very cool idea. And then I'm going to nominate also, we haven't mentioned this yet. ESPN article came out from Ramona Shelburne. I believe this one is. And it's quoted in here in the story of, we've mentioned Steve Nash comps before with Reed Shepard.
Yeah.
Those are normally from fans.
Oh, no. A media member did it?
No. Internal sources from the Houston Rockets compare his ceiling to Hall of Famer Steve Nash. The Rockets internally, someone internally, might not be everyone, but at least one member of the Rockets organization also has those comps.
I hope that's just to pump him up to try to trade him.
I hope so, too. But why? All right. Winner of the day, it's Branham. He's not here. He broke the law. Wouldn't tell us about it. So.
Ne'er do well.
Jeremy Branham's the Junkie of the Day. All right, that does it for us. Soccer Matters coming up here at 6. Hall of Fame followed by that. That'll do it for us. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
H-Town.
ESPN. 97.5.